This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's 7:40 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. It works perfectly all day, every day.
That's what
and
I
so
hear.
It's an app you want to get for your phone so that you can listen to radio. You're going to love it. Radio.com.
It's right there in the name.
Here's what's happening. So this is a trip, as I have been part of this kids going back to school conversation on a bunch of different levels, whether that's me just sort of talking to you or me reading stories and talking to my wife, or more importantly, us trying to decide what the heck we're going to do with our kid.
Right.
And so this is sort of disturbing, especially, I mean, we've been hearing about Georgia quite a bit in the news lately. You know, we had a governor and a mayor at war to the point where they were suing. I think they were suing each other. It looks like two, and I don't know this school, North Paulding High School.
All right.
Students have been suspended after sharing images of a school hallway jammed with mostly maskless peers. And the principal, again, suspended these kids and has warned other students, don't you do it. Don't do it. Don't post
that
stuff.
Don't tell the truth, kids.
So
don't show what's really happening.
I'll show you the picture if you haven't. Have you seen the picture?
No.
Okay, it's not. These kids are really packed in a hallway. And so I do understand.
And so some of them do have masks. We see that this is boy, that's a regular. Yep. It's a regular. And are we sure that this is this year? They've already gone back and they're.
Yeah, they're back, and this is a picture from that day. So this is that. These are the kids saying, look, you know, this is what going back to school looks like. Now, I kind of get both sides of it.
I don't get why he can suspend them for that. I mean, that is.
I don't think he can. I think that they'll end up being a big argument about this. One
yeah.
of the things that.
Maybe they want to be suspended. Like, I don't want to go there. And it's, you know.
Well, if you're afraid, and then that's the. You know, status or situation of things.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bunch of kids clustered together with no face coverings in a hallway waiting to move. And we've all been in those kind of situations where sometimes the steps are tiny. Like, you really do find yourself going, I hope this thing keeps moving the right direction. So, you know, it doesn't look good. But then again, one of the problems I'm having with in general with all of this is I do think it's hard. Every school, I was reading a story about a school in Italy where they're like, normally we use benches. We actually cram kids onto benches instead of having their own desks because we don't have our own desks. And now they're trying to figure out how they're going to seat these kids. Benches
right.
won't work.
No.
So I think everybody is doing their, I want to believe everyone's doing their best. And so I do think that, you know, maybe the school is trying to say, look, we're trying. It's the first day or two we're working on it. I get that part. On the other hand, it's not a good look. So
no.
I don't know what will be the end result of this, but they're open and it doesn't look safe yet. And again, with the masks, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I
you
see
can
a
get.
Couple masks in that crowd, but like, you know, maybe two. I don't know, Bryn, what are you seeing? That looks, that is a tightly packed.
20, yeah. 2 out of 30.
Yeah, there's
it's a deep hall. If you have a good enough photo,
looks like,
that
looks
hall
like
goes
a school
for a
between
long
classes.
Way.
It's right. Crazy. Yeah.
So anyway, that's the kind of thing that we're, I guess, going to be looking at going forward. Is on one hand, it's the it's not the right way to have handled things, and you're supposed to have a nice clean pathway for people to walk, almost single file, well spaced, but it's chaos, and that's kind of normal for schools.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, that looks very normal. That looks like a very normal
right.
circa 2019 school.
Right. So I don't know how that's going to end up playing out. I'm going to guess that as soon as the principal or whoever did that calms down, they're going to realize suspending kids for telling the truth is probably not the right lesson to teach them.
You're going to wind up suspending a lot of them because my guess is... there'll be a little outrage over that. Really? You're going to put us in this situation and then we can't tell anybody?
Right. Well, that's, yeah.
You're
going to
suspend my dad, too?
Right.
I took the picture home to my dad and told him to put it on his social media instead.
Right. But, from that to this, a third of people say it's been more than 4 months since they've hugged someone they don't live with.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in general... for me, I'm not worried about that. But I do crave interaction. I have to be honest with you. I've been trapped in this house for a while. I'd much rather our show be back together, all in one area, and even just to see your faces in person would be preferable to. And I don't like my commute. Don't get me wrong. I'm not someone that enjoys an hour on the road each day. And today in particular, because of the drama I had last night, would have been really hard. But that said, I'd rather see you guys. So.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's where people are at, though. They say 4 months since they've hugged someone outside of their household.
That's about what it is, if not longer.
I'm surprised it's only a third.
Well, don't be too surprised. I mean, fully half the country is like, this is a hoax. It's so scary. Okay, that seems logical.
One of the other unfortunate realities to this year has been a lot of people who had put down a bad habit. Those habits have come storming back, whether it's cigarettes, cigars, booze, drugs, whatever your thing. Your crutches,
food, video games,
whatever,
bad TV.
They've all come storming back. So I'm going to guess on the other side of this pandemic, a lot of rehabs and places are going to get a lot of business.
Yeah, business will be booming.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's another little quick aside before I move on to some other nonsense. It looks like rich people are starting to buy a second home to use as an office. Because they can't stand being trapped with their family.
Oh.
Well, if you got the money for that, good for you.
Sure, then hurrah.
You make me want to smoke.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my own place and do it. That's nice.
I don't know. I fear what that leads to. You know what I mean?
Well, at least just separations and divorce.
Right, that's what I mean. I think that once you start,
I'm just going to go ahead and live over at this other place.
Right. Well, I'm working late. I'm going to stay the night here. Well, another night. Well, you know what? I'm going to just start going for the week, and I'll meet you back here on the weekends. Beginning of the end, right?
I hope your garage alarm doesn't go off again too many times.
Oh, really?
You think that's 9 o'clock. I'm staying here.
By design, huh? I'm not surprised you'd think that, though. All right.
No, I wouldn't think that. Please, me.
Uh-huh. Anyway, let me move on to some other stuff. Try and get past this pandemic nonsense. It's not nonsense, but you know what I mean.
I hear you. Oof, right. Oof. It's just, we have caution fatigue, and I have COVID fatigue in general. It's honest to God, like I sort through stories looking for something that's like, oh, this has nothing to do. This is a stupid story about the Kardashians. This is nothing. Oh, look, they're talking about COVID. All right, never mind.
Oh, they have to do it too, huh?
Everybody has
I would
to do
think
it.
That the Kardashians would just stay on topic, which is fashion.
Oh, they're doing that too, don't you worry, but you know. They got their fashionable face masks, I guess.
I can't believe what Khloe looks like now. I'm just like,
dude, is that even the same person?
It's not.
Like, come on, she's unrecognizable.
Nope. Right. Yeah, you're right. How about a couple fast facts?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts.
It's still me, guys.
White elephant gifts got their name from an old practice by kings in Asia, where if they were upset with the subject, they'd give them a rare albino elephant, which was expensive and difficult to maintain. So
and they couldn't
get
rid of it because it was a gift from the king?
I guess so. I don't know. It seems weird.
That is a weird thing to do. Curse him with a white elephant.
Right.
So you're, you know, I will say white elephant exchanges. There's always, there's like usually maybe one gift anybody would ever want or none of them. And then you, you know, but it's a fun pastime, I guess, you know, and
sure.
You just open up all the dumb presents like, oh my God, a mug that says, you know, Viva Las Vegas on it.
Well,
oh, treasure this.
I think in a workplace where you don't really want to have to buy for the whole
sure
place, and then also you want to keep the gift prices down, white elephants are fun and a great way to keep people under the $10 limit or whatever.
Sure, yes. And then everybody gets a little something, and it's a, you know, brings a little joy to the party. I like our Secret Santas. I guess we won't be able to do that this year.
No. No, we won't. Happy hours have been banned in Ireland since 2003. I guess they don't need reasons to drink in Ireland. I haven't been.
They probably don't want to give, they don't want anyone to get a break on the drink price because they probably lose all their money in that 1 hour. Damn.
Right.
Shouldn't have done an all you can drink. we're out of liquor. Sorry. We got to close the pub up. Listen,
weird.
Being an Irish person, I'm allowed to. Allowed to make Irish
jokes. I also am Irish, right? Yeah. Astronauts in space can't do laundry, so dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
They what? That's weird.
Astronauts in space can't do laundry, so dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. That's right. We're littering
up there.
That seems
very wasteful.
Yeah.
They got to fade. That's look, that's one of the things they got to figure out in space, how to do laundry.
I'm
going to
guess.
Got to be some kind of agitator that could get that stuff clean. Just reuse
that
the
those,
water.
I know that they volunteered for the gig, but you'd think that I bet they have to wear those things till they are just
stiff.
Rank.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Full of their own cast off skin cells, etc.
And lastly, before I get to some text, after Janet Leigh watched herself in the famous shower scene in Psycho, she never took another shower again.
Really?
She only took baths for the rest of her life, she says.
Too scary for her. I watched myself die in that shower.
I guess. Maybe. Mm. I don't. You know what? I really haven't sat down and watched Psycho.
Oh. They did a remake of it if you want to watch it in color. Sure, I've seen Psycho a million times.
Oh, really?
Sure. Psycho's great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 has a good question for you. Who has the bigger change, Adele or Khloe?
Adele is pretty striking. All right, this is a very serious question. I need to give this to
Adele does seem.
I need to give this the weight it deserves. They're both pretty spectacular changes, as in gigantic changes. I will say, though, when I look at Adele, I can still tell it's her. Right? I mean, yes, her face is skinny now, but it's still her face. Like, Khloe just has somebody else's face now.
I think both of them look different enough that if you put the picture in front of me and say, who's this? I wouldn't get it right. Not without someone, you know, hinting to me. Both of them.
Right. They both. Yeah, they're definitely. There's been a few pictures of either one of those that I've been like, if there was no caption, I would not know. Oh, what a pretty girl. Next picture.
Kenny from Napa here. I heard you guys talking about interaction. I'm part of a certain 12-step program, and I'm dying for some hugs. I love Zoom, but miss my people. yeah, there's a lot of Zoom meetings that don't fill that hole, so to speak.
The where you stand up and you get support.
Oh, no, I just mean that interaction is, you know, more than verbal. You know, you do like to see people physically be in space with people, and whether or not you actually touch, it's still there.
There's still human contact.
Right. I think the issue of the school picture is that she posted pics of minors and didn't blur their faces. Well, the picture we saw is from behind, but yeah. I don't.
There's a couple faces in there, but I will say this. That is what social media is. Kids taking pictures of each other and posting them online. Like, I don't think so. You're telling me no kid ever took video of, you know, cheerleaders at their local pep rally that's ridiculous. But that could very well be one of the charges. And then every kid on earth went, wait, what? I'm not allowed to post pictures of other people at my school? That seems weird.
Yeah, I don't. It's going to be a really weird couple months. The coming couple months are going to be very strange.
Even weirder than these last few months have been.
Well, summer allowed everybody to lay low and sort of
breathe.
Right. But
for a minute,
the crunch time is coming.
When's your first day back to school?
I want to say it's the 24th, so we got a couple weeks, but there is no back to school. It'll happen right here in our living room, and I think, or our rec room, and I think that we're happy for that. We think that's the best possible scenario, and I know that there's, like, you hear people saying, some kids don't have the things at home that other kids do, and they need to go to school to get lunch or need to go to school to get emotional support or whatever. I get all that. I do. But for us, we're just trying to not get sick. And so we're good with what's happening. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We'll do the music news. Brand new music today because it's Friday, right after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.